أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما صدق الله العظيم. A Sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he confessed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that my condition is such that when I am amongst my family at home, I become so restless that I cannot bear the torment of being separated from you, and my restlessness will not cease until I come in your presence and I see your Mubarak face and then I go back. And now my concern is that you would leave this world and I would also leave this world. And undoubtedly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant you the highest stages of Jannah. And my condition, I do not know. If perchance I am also granted Jannah, then you will have a very high rank. So what would be my situation then in the hereafter? Would I have any companionship with you? Would I be able to see you in the hereafter? Some narrations state that this was also the condition of the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Thoban radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And then we have also the narration of Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that one sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, when is Qiyamah going to come? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, what have you done for Qiyamah? In other words, what's your preparation for Qiyamah? So this sahabi said, obviously besides all the fara'is, there's not much preparation insofar as my salah and my sawm is concerned. But there is no doubt that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have a tremendous amount of love for you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with who he loves. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the narrator of the hadith, says that that was the happiest day of our lives after Allah ta'ala had blessed us with iman. So in response to these type of questions that the sahaba had, these type of confessions that the sahaba made to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ, and whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, then they will be with those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down his in'am. In other words, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had rewarded from amongst them, minan nabiyyin, the first group is the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, was-siddiqin, the second is the siddiqin, those truthful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the third was-shuhada, those are the martyrs of Islam, was-salihin, and then the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now with regards to the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, they are well defined. But with regards to the Siddiqeen, in short, they were those persons who accepted the wahi of Allah Ta'ala. They accepted the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any hesitation whatsoever. And one example would be that of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So there was no hesitation to accept the wahi of Allah Ta'ala. And then the shuhada were those who had given their life for the wahi of Allah Ta'ala. The salihin were those who practice upon the wahi of Allah Ta'ala. وَحَسُنَا أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, and how beautiful a companionship are those individuals in this world also and obviously in the hereafter. ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ, that is the fadl and that is the grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestows, that that a person has love for individuals in this world, a person has the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world, Allah Ta'ala grants that companionship then in the hereafter. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as one who knows. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala obviously has knowledge of everything, that a person may profess his love, pronounce his love verbally in this world, but the true love in the heart, that is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified that if we have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this world, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant us the reward of it in the hereafter. Now this sahabi's query with regards to how would he be in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, obviously Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam a very high maqam in Jannat. So we find those ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam which explain that those in the lower forms of Jannat, in the lower stages of Jannat, they will see those in the higher stages of Jannat, like how in this world a person sees the stars in the skies, that is how they will have a clear view of those that are in the higher stages of Jannat. So hence that desire will be fulfilled for those who had not attained the higher stages of Jannat. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfills the desires of the Jannatis in this way. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us and make us from amongst them. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.